We're speaking with Eric Edberg, who is performing music by Johannes Brahms for the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Good to speak with you.
Well, good to speak with you. Thanks for having me.
It's got to be fun to be a concert honoring Brahms. How did this come about?
Well, I've known Margot for many years. The cello community is small, and I've played on the Tippecanoe series several times in the past, and she contacted me to see if our faculty chamber players would love to come up and participate in this concert probably sometime last summer. And of course we said yes, and we're really looking forward to it. So I'll be playing cello, and my colleague May Pong, piano professor at DePauw, and Tarn Travers, extraordinary violinist who's in his second year in our faculty, will be coming up.
Yeah, and this is a very early piece of Brahms, although he edited it. He sort of cheated later in life, as Brahms does, and really made this cohesive. But it's such charming music. How is it to play this piece?
Well, it's absolutely wonderful. And for cellists in particular, it's one of the great pieces because it starts with a beautiful cello solo, or actually my pianist colleague thinks it's a cello counter melody. But there is a famous cello solo at the beginning of the first movement, and the cello starts the scherzo, the second movement. The cello has a wonderful big melody as the second theme of the third movement, and the cello also starts the first theme of the fourth movement. So it's very cello heavy. It's also very interesting to me. I think of this as both Brahms' first and last piano trio because, as you mentioned, he first wrote it when he was 20 years old and he had just become or was just becoming part of the circle of Robert and Clara Schumann, who were such important mentors to him. And it was published then, and then about 35 years later, when a complete edition of his works was being done, the publisher asked if he wanted to revise anything, and he did really, really extensive reconstruction to that trio, and we almost always, as a matter of fact, I've never heard it played in the original version, even though that is published. So it's old Brahms, I think it was about 56 when he rewrote it. I'm 58, so the middle-aged Brahms, looking back at the work of the youthful Brahms and kind of reimagining it and adding, I think, more cohesive structure and classicism to the kind of almost unlimited youthful ardor of the original version.
To me, it's also sort of a meat and potatoes sort of work. I think of Haydn worked a little bit with the piano trio, not a ton, but certainly Mozart played around with the Beethoven. But besides, if you want to play some very new music, this is really a great standard work.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, I think maybe for me and for a lot of people, it is thought of as the greatest of his four piano trios. The four trios by Brahms are absolute cornerstones of the repertoire.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The performance is Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Fowler Hall. It includes Brahms' clarinet quintet and then this piano trio that is on the program. I'm speaking with Eric Edberg, who is a member of the DePauw Trio. These days, there's so much going on in the world. Not that there wasn't a lot of stuff going on when Brahms wrote this in the 1800s, but, you know, with politics and all sorts of things that happen, is it nice to sort of share this music with folks as we, you know, try to deal with all the things that are going on in the world?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there was very early in February, Alex Ross, classical music writer for The New Yorker, wrote a very interesting piece called Art in a Time, Making Art in a Time of Rage, and how when people are really distraught over things going on in the world or in their own society, is it enough to just make beautiful music? And there's a famous quote from Leonard Bernstein saying, this will be our response to violence, to make, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but to make music with more beauty and passion than ever before. But people struggle with, you know, should my art be about what I'm upset about in society? Or, you know, I'm realizing that, like, I have to budget the amount of time that I will let myself look at the news or I get too upset. And so I want to be an aware and involved citizen, but there are times where to go into Brahms' world, you know, is just such a privilege. Or I recently went and heard the Indianapolis Symphony did a wonderful concert that included the Beethoven Eroica Symphony. And I needed that so that I could deal with everything else. So it is wonderful to introduce other people to this extraordinary music and just to have the privilege of making that experience possible for people.
Well, Eric, it's so nice to talk to you, and we look forward to the concert with your trio and a wonderful quintet also that's going to be performing with clarinet and strings. It's this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Fowler Hall. Thanks for talking to us today, and we hope we can find out more about what's going on in your world.
Okay, well, we're just thrilled to be playing, and, you know, these are two of the greatest works of chamber music ever composed, so it's going to be a wonderful concert, and I'm so looking forward to hearing the Ronin Chamber Players play the quintet, so it's a double thrill for me to both play and to listen.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it.